Was there a special name for that? Or not? Just a...
No. Now, of course, we would say lard would be a very low grade. And we would say shortening for the white type.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever see people use that barrel for catching water?
Water barrel, yeah.
Now, sometimes you have a little faucet off. What would you call that?
Tap.
Still call that one a tap?
A tap, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about the small barrel-like things that nails came in?
Kegs.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the things around them?
Bands, the mm-hmm. metal band that held a keg.
You ever heard anybody call anything besides bands?
No.
Or some people use the same word. You remember in the late 50s, you get these things and do them around your waist, the plastics?
Hoops, yeah. Oh, yeah, yes. And you call the different wooden sections staves. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, another instrument you might use, say you want to put some oil in your car, and you had a can there, you have to have one of these.
Yes.
Pretty common.
I guess we call that a spigot.
Mm-hmm. What this thing that you pour your oil in? Say you had a, you might get a steel thing, you might make something shaped like this.
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. 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 And let's see. And what would you use for driving your horses? You'd use a
whip, buggy whip, or a crop if you were riding. You had a riding crop.
And how is that different from a wheel?
Well, when I think of a whip, that is a long whip that maybe they would use driving a wagon or a buggy. And a crop is a short whip. They would, some of them were whips, some had a leather tab on the ends.
What about for mules? Would you use a whip for them too?
Yes, but we never whipped our animals. Usually just the reins were enough to get them going.
Mm-hmm. What about for oxen? Would you still have used a whip if you
You would have used a whip, yeah.
Did you ever, something that reminds me of something you mentioned, didn't use whip? So I used to see colored people do this all the time. They have a wagon, or you have a mule pulling it, have a big stick.
A stick? Mm-hmm.
Sticking out with a mule's head and have a carrot and something dangling in front of them. Did you see that?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that. But they would, you know, break long switches to drive the mules with instead of a regular whip.
Mm-hmm. If you buy, say, fruit at the store, the grocer puts it in what?
Baskets, bags.
Mm-hmm. And what's the bag usually made of?
Just well, usually paper, some of them are net.
Mm-hmm. What about when you buy 50 pounds of flour, what does that usually come in?
A sack. Mm-hmm. A sack of flour.
And what's the difference between a sack and a bag? Is there a difference there?
Well, we would think of a sack as being, well, not necessarily cloth, but when you think of flour sack, a feed sack, that would be made of cloth, and paper sacks, today you get mostly paper sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some people refer to cloth sacks, like flour sacks, as pokes.
Mm-hmm. And you said that some people use the term poke for what now?
For a cloth sack.
Mm-hmm. If it's made out of paper, do you usually call it a bag?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the bag, the sack that maybe feed and seed and manure shipped in big?
Croak sacks, mm-hmm. where the coarse woven.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call that something else?
Burlap bags, mm-hmm. or around here we would say croak sack.